Mindful Movement Practice. Lie on your back with the legs straight. Allow your feet to sink outward. Your arms are beside your body with your palms facing upward. You can support your head with a little cushion. Also, you can bend your legs and let your sole touch the ground with your knees upward. If you like, close your eyes and direct your attention inward. Use the next couple of minutes to become aware of your body. Feel your body lying on the floor and release the weight of your body to the ground more and more. Allow the tension to flow out of your body, out of your face, out of your shoulders, out of your arms and hands, out of your cervical spine and your back, out of your pelvis, your legs, and your feet. Now direct your attention to your breath. Feeling how your breath moves your body. If possible, breathe through your nostrils and notice where you can feel your breath most clearly. If possible, breathe through your nostrils and notice where you can feel your breath most clearly. Allow the breath to flow. When you notice that your attention gets distracted by thoughts or inner pictures, just move back your attention to your breath. Now try to feel your body as a whole. Experience yourself from your head to your feet. Put up your legs with your feet on the ground as wide as your hips. Put your straight arms on your belly, the back of your hands touching each other and your finger points pointing towards your feet. With a long exhalation, lift your head and move your slightly lifted arms forward between your thighs. At the end of the exhalation, put your head and arms back to the ground. Let them relax and wait for the next inhalation and exhalation to happen. Now breathing deeply and long while moving your arms on the floor up to your head. While exhaling calmly and fully, lift your arms and head again. Press the back of your hands together and move your arms forward between your legs again. While inhaling, let your head and arms go back to the floor. Then practice again. While inhaling, again, move your arms on the floor up to your head or as near as you can. Practice this for another 3 to 5 rounds. Make sure that the breath controls the rhythm and that the movement of the arms is conform with the breathing. And now again, breathing deeply and long, moving your arms on the floor up to your head. While exhaling calmly and fully, lift your arms and head. Press the back of your hands together and move your arms forward between your thighs, returning to the floor at the end of the exhalation, and allow breathing. And now one more cycle on your own. Experience the effect of the practice that you have just done. Again, bend your knees and bring the feet flat on the floor and close to the buttocks. Keep feet and legs apart but parallel. Place your arms at your sides, the palms facing the floor. If there is a cushion under your head, put it aside now. Be aware of the contact of your back with the floor. With the next inhalation, lift your arms, your pelvis, and your back off the floor. Keep your back as straight as possible and put your arms backwards on the floor and next to your head. The weight of your body now rests evenly on both feet and both shoulders. Let your breath flow. While breathing several times, keep this pose and respect your boundaries. Notice the signals of your body telling you when to leave this pose. Leave this pose while exhaling. Lift your arms and put them back aside your body. At the same time, rolling your spine vertebra by vertebra back to the floor. And finally, your pelvis. Feel the effect of the exercise just finished. Be with your breath moment by moment. With the next inhalation, again lift your arms, your pelvis, and your back off the floor. Keeping your back as straight as possible and putting your arms backwards on the floor and next to your head. Keep the pose as long as possible without much strain. On the way back, exhale. Put your arms back and at the same time your spine vertebra by vertebra. and noticing the sensations in the whole body. Paying attention to your breath. And paying attention to your mind. Now bend your knees and bring them close to your belly. Put your arms around your bent legs and remain in this pose for some time, breathing naturally. Is your breathing feeling different in this pose? Just simply focusing on your breath. Again, bend your knees and bring the feet flat on the floor and close to the buttocks. Keep feet and legs apart but parallel. Place your arms at your sides, the palms facing the floor. Stretch your right leg and pull the tips of your feet up. Now lift your stretched right leg in the vertical position or as near as possible for you at this moment. Remain in this pose for some time with your breath flowing. And at the same time, feeling the stretching. Slowly let your right leg sink back to the floor. Now bend your right leg again. Your feet standing on the floor as wide as your hips. Beginning now to stretch the left leg and pull the tips of your feet up until you feel a clear stretching. Slowly lift your stretched left leg in a vertical position or as near as possible for you at this moment. Remain in this pose for some time with your breath flowing and feeling the stretching. Slowly let your left leg sink back to the floor. Allowing yourself to relax and feel the effect. Bend your left leg again. With the feet on the floor, bring both legs close together now. Stretch out your arms aside on the floor as high as your shoulders, with your palms facing upward. From this position, let your closed legs swing left and right, not too fast and not too slow. Gradually let the swinging movement become bigger until your legs touch the floor on the left side. Let them rest there for a while. If necessary, support them with a cushion. Now slowly turn your head right. Remain in this pose for some time, allowing unnecessary tension to be released with every exhalation. Bring your head back in the mid position and let your legs return to the starting position too. Start again gradually swinging your bent legs left and right until your legs touch the floor on the right side. Let them rest there for a while. Now slowly turn your head left. Remain in this pose for some time, allowing the unnecessary tension to be released with every exhalation. Stay fully alert and become aware of your physical sensations. Now come back to the mid position, first with your head and then with your legs. Take your time to listen to the sensations of your breath and your whole body. Just notice. Now bend your knees and one after other, bring them close to your chest. Put your arms around your bent legs and remain in this pose for some time. Become aware of your breath. In which rooms of your body can you feel the breathing? How long is the inhalation compared with the exhalation? Now come to stand on your knees and your hands with your arms and your thighs vertically. Knees under your hip joints. Hands under your shoulders, with your neck and your back straight. Starting from the pelvis, arch your back now vertebra by vertebra like a cat back, while gently moving your head towards the chest. Remain in this pose for a while, before allowing the back and the head to return to the starting position. Repeat this movement several times. You can also coordinate it with the breathing. While exhaling, arch your back and move your head towards the chest. While inhaling, come back to the starting position. Practice slowly, allowing your breath to control the speed of moving. While moving, be aware of all sensations arising. Finish this exercise by placing the buttocks on the feet and the trunk on the thighs. Put your forehead on the floor. If that is not possible at the moment, put your hands under your forehead. In this position, allow yourself to relax and release the weight of the body to the ground. Experience yourself with every inhalation and exhalation, feeling your body while breathing. Once again, come to stand on your knees and your hands with your arms and your thighs vertically. Knees under your hip joints, hands under your shoulders, with your cervical spine and your back straight. Slowly lift your left leg and stretch it out backward. Then lift your right arm too and stretch it out forward. Stretch yourself across this diagonal. Keep your cervical spine and back straight and stretched. Keep the position as long as it is stable and possible without much strain. Concentrate on your breath. It can also tell you when it is time to leave this pose. If your breath becomes irregular, it is time to return from the pose. Come back by putting your hand and knee back to the ground. Place your buttocks on the heels and the trunk on the thighs. Put your forehead on the floor. Or if it's not possible, put your hands under your forehead. Allow yourself to let go unnecessary tension. How do you experience your body and your breath now? Once again, come to stand on the knees and your hands with your arms and your thighs vertically. Knees under your hip joints, hands under your shoulders, with your cervical spine and your back straight. Now slowly, repeat. Now slowly lift your right leg and stretch it out backward. Not too high to avoid a hello back. Then lift your left arm to as high as your head and stretch it out forward. Stretch yourself across this diagonal. Experience all arising sensations. Notice the signals of the body telling you when to leave the pose. Come back by putting your hands and knees on the floor. Now put one foot forward. Place your hands on this leg to help you come in a standing position. Becoming aware of the standing position, your arms at your sides, your feet apart as wide as your hips. If you like, close your eyes. Feel your feet touching the floor and carrying your weight. Feel your legs, your pelvis, your belly and your chest, your back, the shoulders, the arms and hands, the cervical spine and your head. Become aware of all the sensations and breathe with them. Stand with your feet apart as wide as your shoulders. Stretch your right arm. And bend your arm and body to the left while exhaling. Remain in this posture as long as you can breathe without any effort. Allowing yourself to relax in this pose more and more. Inhaling, slowly come back into a vertical position. Notice how you feel now in the body. Beginning now to stretch your left arm. And while exhaling, bend your arm and your body to the right. Feel the stretching and allow yourself to relax more and more. Come back to the starting position now with your arms comfortably at your sides. And now prepare yourself for a balancing pose. Focus your eyes calm and firm on a fixed point in front of you. Slowly move the weight of your body on your left leg. Be aware of your breath. Allow yourself enough time to become stable. And slowly move your right heel to your inner left ankle. So that only the toes of your right foot touch the floor. Release your weight totally into your left leg, the left foot, and the floor. Put your right sole upward along the inside of your left leg, using your right hand if necessary. Remain in this stable position and bring both hands together in front of your chest in the prayer position. Feel your breath and use it as an anchor to become stabilized. Slowly return. Close your eyes and focus your attention inward. Open your eyes and prepare the balance on the other side, focusing your eyes on a fixed point in front of you. Slowly shift your weight on the right leg. When you feel ready, put your left heel on the right ankle and then move the left sole upward along the inside of your right leg, using your hand if necessary. Make sure the position is stable. And again, bring both hands in a prayer position. Remain in this pose for some time, feeling your breath. And leave now the pose, close your eyes and notice what is happening in the body. Also noticing what is happening in the mind. Now raise your arms like the wings of a bird, hands not touching each other. Stretch yourself from your trunk, your cervical spine, your shoulders, your arms and fingers. Da. Ok, am obosit, da. Stretch yourself from your trunk, your cervical spine, your shoulders, your arms and fingers. From this position, bend forward in your hip joints until your trunk is horizontal. The pelvis, back, cervical spine, shoulders, arms and hands in one straight line. Stretch yourself again as if you're trying to reach the wall opposite. Feel your body and your breath. Gradually let your trunk and arms sink further. Be aware of your physical limits and treat them gently and lovingly. If necessary, bend your knees to take the tension from your back, until your hands touch the floor. In this position, once again stretch your back while inhaling. Now, using your hands, come into a sitting position on the floor. Holding the back of your bent legs, slowly roll down, finally lying on the floor. Make yourself feel comfortable. If necessary, put a little cushion under your head and keep your knees bent with your feet touching the floor. If you like, close your eyes again. And bring back your attention inwardly, becoming again aware of your breathing. Experience your whole body. How does it feel after this mindful movement practice? Now feel the contact to the floor again. Allow little movements of your fingers and toes. Now bigger ones of your hands, feet, arms and legs, until you are stretching completely. And let's bring this practice to an end.